What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the latest episode of It's Your World. I'm your host, Uptown Jordan Brown, a.k.a. Dane Allen, a.k.a. Big Buckets Brown, a.k.a. Dano Insano. I don't like that one, but that's pretty funny. And like I start every episode off, how are you? I'm good, and I'm glad you're doing well, too. Man, it's been a rough couple of weeks. Not even gonna lie. It's been a rough couple of weeks for, I would say creatives, maybe artists. I mean, if you feel like you are one of those types of individuals, then, yeah, it's been kind of rough. But at the same time, you gotta keep on pushing, bro. With the passing of Virgil Abloh, and Young Dolph as well. Matter of fact, let me look this up here and do this shit. Me record. I should have had this up already. But yeah, man, I don't know. You can't really. Lost for words, man. I was becoming a fan too. Like I was already a slight Young Dolph fan. I think one thing that I thought I was too old to be listening to his music. That was the reason why Dolph was like, wow, when he passed away, I was like, wow, that's crazy. And then you hear this about Virgil. You see kind of the milestones these individuals were making, or just goals, or just things that, you know, I think this is a time where, you know, and I think it's about looking at it as a celebrity, as a parent. I'm a parent now. So, you know, you want your children or your son, your daughter, you know, you want people also to look to you for advice, or, you know, as an example. And I think some of these guys, you know, celebrities and gals, I don't even talk like that, but all celebrities have their place. Everybody has who they like and who they care about. And I think on my creative journey now, I've really found that, you know, influence can come from anything. I was just watching an Instagram video of Virgil talking. I almost wanted to say Mr. Abloh, and then, like, I realized like how much older he was. I mean, he's not that much older, but I think about it, like, if we was, nah, he would still be pretty much older. If we were in, or on a college campus or something like that, like, still pretty old. That would make him a super senior then or something like that. But no, really just appreciative of being able to watch someone, their creativity just grow. And then not only that, to be around people that it grew on. Like, I remember growing up, and, you know, I wasn't really into fashion like that. I was in sports. I was a jock, you know, or a nerd too, cause, or blurred, as the material states, he's a blurred. You know, watching individuals you grew up with go from being like, you know, bullies, or even being a bully yourself, growing out of that, just growing the fuck up, man. Like, you grow the fuck up. You just become an adult, and you do things, and you take care of things. You protect, you provide. You know, again, as a father and a parent now, dad life, what up? These are all things that you really want to do, but when it becomes ingrained in you, and that's what you do, and that's who you are, I think that's interesting. And that influence can come from your neighbor, maybe. You know, that influence can come from your mailman. You know, that influence can come from a friend. That influence can come from a family member as well. But I think reading up on Dolph, reading up on Virgil, and where he was in his career now, and both of them in their careers. I think it's really interesting, man. Like, you really feel like you are an artist too, or you're a creative as well, and you just be lost for words. Because I remember, like I said, I thought I was too young. I mean, too old, sorry. Too old to be listening to Dolph's music. And then you're like, hey, you know what, I'm going to listen to it. And I'm going to look into the artist. See who I'm listening to. And I felt like, you know, that was kind of preparing me for, you know, things I would have to do as a parent even more. So even as a fan, because your kids might listen to some music. You want to know who is this artist? What they're listening to? You know, that's how I feel. But that's what I thought it was, like, you know, to, like, do something that might help you be a better parent. But Virgil, again, Virgil Abloh was brought up to me by a friend from, like, high school. A couple of friends, actually. I really wasn't into fashion. But then you get people saying, oh, well, you know, it's not just all fashion shows and stuff like that. Designers do different things. I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, so to see that, you know, designers can create a car. You know, it wasn't just custom shoes. I got a custom Benz. I created a custom Benz. A black man, African-American man, created a custom Benz, you know. It's interesting. Or I think one of Dolph's, one of the stories I read up on Dolph, that he purchases a crib. Like a house or a piece of property or one or the other for, he was purchasing a crib or one or the other for his son every birthday. Like, I thought that was amazing. And I think that's powerful. You know, set an example, even though the music might be one thing, everybody's going to say what they want to say. But, really tough couple of days, couple of weeks, just the news and everything. And I think it's more so just being around, one, my son, and watching him learn things and see things for the first time as a human being, and then being creative and trying to come up with something that somebody's heard for the first time as a human being. with comedy and podcasting and everything. Yeah, rough. Because those are actually two individuals. There were two individuals I did not expect to actually become a fan of or take a liking to, really. And that was interesting to me, man. So, you know, you're just expanding your horizons and being open-minded. At least that's what I thought it was, but you know, I actually thought I was becoming a mean old man. And you know, when you use critical thinking and you digest art and things like that, I think that's the interesting thing. Yeah, so a rough couple of weeks, but it was pretty somber. I don't want to spend the whole episode talking about it, but I wanted to, you know, at least say a couple of words about it, a few words, and make sure that, you know, they were discussed. Those are two individuals I think meant a lot to a lot of people, to their respective hometowns, and everything like that. So, you know, but not even knowing them and, you know, feeling the influence is powerful.
Now, a word from our sponsor.
Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you tune in tomorrow at 6, 7 Central for your new favorite game show, Take Off Those Shoes. It's that favorite pastime from all over the globe, from coast to coast. When you get to somebody's crib and they got a nice carpet, you better take off those shoes. From Thanksgiving to Christmas, all the way to New Year's Eve, make sure you take off those shoes. If you got a auntie that's got a dope-ass carpet, when you get to her crib, make sure you take off those shoes. Who can get the highest score of taking those shoes off? Tune in tomorrow night at 6, 7 Central to your new favorite game show, Take Off Those Shoes.
And now back to the show. even though it took a while to get everything set up and get going again, I want to talk Bulls basketball, everybody. This shit is crazy, man. It's a great team. They're really good. They're really young. They're fast. They're athletic. I feel like I say the same thing every time, but it's really fun watching them play. I think they're fourth in the East right now, and definitely got a chance to dominate. And they beat the Nets, too. I thought that was impressive to see that young team really get going. And definitely scared the shit out of some people. Because the main thing is this. If you got a team that can continually and consistently come out and play decent defense, exert as much effort on both sides of the ball. And what I mean by that is if you're an athlete, you know. If you're a former athlete, you know how it is. Like if you see a person on the opposing team going hard and you aren't, you know. You know you aren't. So I think the guys on this Bulls team have an edge. Like I said, they're quick. They're athletic. They can play defense and they can run. And this team can run. And it almost reminds me, I know this is lame, but it reminds me of how you could try to hack like 2K. Like it used to be like back in the day, I haven't played 2K in like 2 years now. But you used to be able to like put the game speed up and just run and just run, 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 run. And as long as you had buckets, you were scoring buckets close to the basket and playing a little bit of defense at all, you can win. But this team plays like that a little bit. Like they run, they run, they run, they run. I want to watch a little bit more of them to see if they're really running offensive sets, but it doesn't really look like it. Looks like they got a team full of talent, and they're all figuring it out. One of the things that I've been hearing people discuss is how the contrast between, what's his name, Kobe and Lonzo, and like what that looks like as far as AO is concerned. And where he'll fit in the offense later on. And I think I said this on the last episode, too. I think come All-Star break, Ayo Dosunmu is going to surprise a lot of people. And I don't even know if it'll be a surprise. I think he's already been established as a, not so much a physical specimen, but the guy is actually just a great athlete. And that's half the battle. If you're a better athlete than the next guy, you can win. I think the one thing that I've seen a lot of people talk about is how Vooch is really trying to find his way in the offense. And I think for him, it's the production. The production isn't the same as it was, I'm guessing, from Orlando. And I haven't looked this up, so I'm guessing for real. But I think once him and Ayo can, if they can get, if what's his name, can get Ayo and Vooch in and running a pick and roll game, a consistent pick and roll game, it could be a problem. Big problem. Because then, even then, you could play them both with the first or the second team. So it wouldn't even matter. So you have an interchangeable starting lineup, but you want to get some consistency. And you want the players to be able to get some rapport with one another and keep it going. But other than that, man, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. This team looks really good. They're taking top teams out and winning those type of games. And, I mean, you know, the Ball brothers going against each other. Like, that's cool and all, but I just want to make sure we beat those teams. If we beat the teams we're supposed to beat, then we're good. And I mean that's like bottom tier teams. And it's only ironic because the Bulls were bottom tier maybe like 18 months ago. So it's funny how things can change in the course of a year. But I want to talk a little bit of sports today, man. I mean, I know I told you guys I was going to do a lot about comedy in the next couple of weeks, but going into it, you know, I was a little bit excited when I saw the Bulls playing the other day, and I wanted to make sure that I talked about them a lot, and I want to also make sure I get to see them in person this year. A few friends of mine have already went to go see them, and I don't know, I mean, with the little guy here, it's really hard to get out there and be in front of a whole bunch of people and everything like that. You know, you don't really want that, but, you know, it's different. Maybe I'll be able to sneak away and get to a few games this season in the second half of the season. I mean, they're going to be a playoff team. Unless the bottom falls out. I hope not. But, you know, they're going to be a pretty good team. Man, more Chicago sports. If you are a Chicago sports fanatic, make sure that you repost, reshare, comment, and review the podcast in this episode as well. The Chicago Bears, man. Yeah, I don't really know where to start with the Bears. They pretty much pissed me off, man. I don't really know. I just, I can't, I can't get with a team that, I know they talked about moving to the suburbs and doing that, but I mean, this team has every excuse, or they've come up with every opportunity or every change for their squad. I mean, we're going to change venues. We're gonna go to the burbs. We're gonna switch it up, but we're not gonna win games. Like winning games is just not a part of that. And it's bad because I was just scrolling Twitter, and I'm watching an interview with David Montgomery, and I read the caption and everything, and what he's saying about the team and how he feels about it. This dude, to me, David Montgomery, can be one of the top tier running backs in the league, and there's no doubt in my mind. I saw that from the first snap he took, two years ago, and then not only that, you want to talk about somebody that believes in themselves. The man was a rookie with a phantom, bro. A rookie with a phantom. Now I don't know if that's normal. I don't know if it's normal. I've never seen it, but I mean, the dude believes in himself, and he's a great player. I think the main thing is making sure that we can get him to rock, and we can protect our quarterback, Justin Fields, and we need to build around those guys. These are two solid offensive weapons we have. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on defense, even though they are getting older. I think the Chicago Bears have always made it a priority because it seems like it's a part of the image. And this is the funny thing, too, about sports. When you look at teams and you look at what they're known for, what makes them stand out to you, you know, that defense. The Chicago Bears have always had a dominant defense, and it's always going to be that way. They're just known for it. Defensive guys are always going to want to play for the Chicago Bears. And it's probably the same when you think about teams. Well, maybe not for the Raiders after all these years. You know, they had so many years where the team or the organization just struggled. I mean, the Bears too. But overall, the Bears have always been known for the defense, and they're always going to find a way to make sure they have a solid squad. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, that's a part of our fabric. You know, that's a part of the fabric of the Chicago Bears. The defense is always going to be on point. We need to focus more so on offense. If we can't get a solid offensive line that can help move the rock with David Montgomery as running back and protect Fields and get those wide receivers the ball, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, we're going to sit through another season the same way. And the crazy part about it is this organization believes in Nagy. And I'm not saying he needs to be fired. I'm just saying it's been a while. and the bad part about it is that we had the same conversation 5-6 years ago when you're bringing in a new team. But that's just the way it goes. In the case of that's not Janet. No, Janet, that's the way love goes. No, this isn't love, Bears. This isn't love, okay? It's just terrible. You got the McCaskies who has already stated they believe in the staff. I just want to see something, man. I mean, how many pieces away are we? And to me, it seems like we are three pieces away. And they're not even huge contributing factors. But in the long run, they may be. But I mean, they're not glorify our position like wide receiver or you know, DB or, you know, quarterback. You know, we don't really need those guys, but we do need some solid interior offensive linemen. If you have a solid offensive guard, a decent center, and another solid offensive guard, you can run the rock. You might need somebody to protect the quarterback at your left tackle depending upon how he throws, but you definitely make sure that you have a solid offensive line. Your team is going to be good. And with these running backs that we have, I think we could do it. I think this could be a solid team. And McCaskey said it earlier today. They feel like they're two or three pieces away, just like I feel. But I don't think they're looking at the right pieces. I think we need to beef up this offensive line. And even if that means moving some pieces to make sure that we get some solid offensive line, I am not opposed to moving some of these wide receivers that we have. It just doesn't make sense to me. And I don't want this to become a sports podcast, but now that I'm sitting here talking about it, I just can't stop. But the Bears just really pissed me off, man, with this year. And it's been this way for the past 10 to 15 years. So get over it, I guess. But this team, you know, and as cliche as it sounds, you can say the same thing. Oh, on paper, it seems like this. On paper, that, you know, type of shit. But, you know, I don't know. It just makes me upset. I don't know. Anyway, move it along. I didn't really have any topics to really discuss today. I just wanted to get that Chicago sports shit off my chest, man. It really felt, you know, as the Bears season is coming down to an end, it's really disappointing, man. It's really disappointing. Next, I'm really trying to do this comedy thing, guys. Support your boy. Support your boy. Tonight I'll be at the Lincoln Lodge. So if you're listening to this tonight, you can catch me at the Lincoln Lodge. I want to say 7 p.m. There'll be a few open mics. I'm going to try to do as many open mics as I possibly can. One of the cool parts about the Lincoln Lodge is they have a few mics going on throughout the night. And you can actually get up and do some work. You can work out and work on some material. Come in there focused and steadfast and really push. So, you know, tonight I'll be at the Lincoln Lodge. In the next couple of weeks, I have a few shows. December 8th, I'll be at Coast Bar at 9 p.m. December 29th, Small World Bar at 8:30 p.m. January 7th, the Lincoln Lodge at 7 o'clock p.m. And I just got one show added. December 27th, I'll be at Riddles Comedy Club in Alsip. And that show, I believe, starts at 7 p.m. as well. Make sure you follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @itsjordanbruh_. You'll also see the shows posted there, so you can follow me. You'll see the dates on the show going from there. Other than that, man, I mean, I don't really have much else to chat about. I hope you guys enjoyed the new ad. Make sure you check out that show. I think it's on Fox. Take Off Those Shoes. This is one of the premier game shows of 2021. Make sure you watch it. I appreciate you listening to the podcast, everybody. Looking forward to chatting with you guys in the next couple of weeks. And I cannot wait to get on this comedy deep dive as we sit and chat with a few comics from the Chicagoland area. And just start divulging a bit of info on the Renaissance. I think that's occurring. I could be making something up. But it could just be me seeing some cool-ass comics. And they just be dope as hell. So, I don't know. All right. Appreciate you guys checking out this week's episode. Make sure you like, share, leave a comment, leave a review. Tell a friend about the show. If you like it, appreciate you. If you don't like it, appreciate you. In that case, hope you find something you do. But anyway, I'm just rambling now. So I'm going to go. Talk to you guys later.